This is TechCrunch.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Berlin-based FinMid, one of the many startups building embedded fintech solutions, in its case targeting marketplaces that want to provide their own payment and financing options, has raised €23 million, $24.7 million, in a Series A round to further build out its product and enter new markets. The round values the company at €100 million, $107 million post-money. Marketplaces, typically two-sided businesses that bring together retailers or other third-party providers with customers to buy their products or services, are very classic targets for embedded finance companies, not least because they host a lot of transaction activity already, so it makes sense for them to build in more functionality around that to improve their own margins. Players like Airwallex, Rapid, Kria, and many more are among those building for that opportunity. But FinMid believes it has the potential to lock in more business, specifically in its home region. Small and medium-sized businesses in Europe typically look to banks to borrow money. The rise of fintech has opened the door to SMBs accessing more varied sources of financing than ever before, and an increasing number are doing so. The startup believes that it makes more sense for SMBs to access capital via business partners than via a bank or neobank, and they will do so. In an ideal scenario, you don't have to go out of that context, FinMid's co-founder Max Schertl told TechCrunch in an interview. It also makes sense for marketplaces to offer these services itself. A captive audience of customers and the customers of their customers means they are sitting on a trove of data that can help produce, for example, more personalized financing offers. As one example of how that works, Schertl said that food delivery brand Wolt uses FinMid's tech to offer cash advances to some of its restaurant partners directly inside its app. Unlike a bank, Wolt has access to the restaurant's sales history, and FinMid helps it leverage that data to decide who will see a pre-approved financing offer. The working capital doesn't come from Wolt, but from FinMid's financing partners. Both FinMid and the platform earn a percentage of every transaction. We have banking relationships with a lot of the large banks, Schertl said. For a platform like Wolt, embedding FinMid is a way to make life easier for restaurants while generating additional revenue without much additional effort. That's a fairly straightforward value proposition as long as partners are willing to give the startup's API a go. In its early days, FinMid's pitch wasn't an easy sell to VCs, Schertl said. Embedded finance may get a lot of hype, but it is still an approach that requires signing on partners to get any results. That takes patience that not all VCs will have. However, FinMid managed to find investors who have stuck around since it started during the pandemic and have helped the company raise €35 million in equity funding to date. Before this new Series A, the company raised €2 million in pre-seed and €10 million in seed funding, FinMid's other co-founder Alexander Talkinista told TechCrunch. That support seems to be paying off. According to Schertl, once you are running on a platform like Wolt, success really compounds. I like my job today a lot better than I did a year ago, he joked. Schertl and Talkinista met at Challenger Bank N26, whose founder Max Tiental is now one of their investors alongside VC firms Blossom Capital and Earlybird VC. The co-founders learned a crucial lesson at N26. Financial infrastructure leaves no space for mistakes. You have to invest a lot in reliability, Schertl said. FinMid has an API that connects several data points from the platform and can also plug in other sources of information on the prospective borrower, like a bank would do. To make the user experience more fluid, FinMid can let its clients display pre-approved capital offers that end users can decide to take or not. The company also offers a product called B2B Payments that allows partners to finance trading between their users. Marketplaces such as Frepro, for fruits and vegetables, Von Wood for timber, and Vanilla Steel for metal use this product. The new money will go towards hiring, and Schertl said the startup is looking for people with deep experience in specific areas, especially finance. The company is also looking to expand into other countries. First on the list is Italy, but there are no plans to open an office there, Schertl said. Tolkienitsa spends half his time in Vienna, and FinMid has an office in Berlin. That's all for now. For more stories like this one, visit TechCrunch.com.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.